The last year or so has been a busy one for the musician known as M.I.A. She performed at the Grammys while 9 months pregnant, she had her baby, and more recently was the subject of a high-profile magazine article. And she's just released her third album, titled Maya. Oliver Wang is our reviewer, and he says while it's far from her best work, the record still proves that M.I.A. is an artist whose work is unparalleled.
Maya Arul Pragasam, a.k.a. M.I.A., has long proven herself a master at courting controversy and reaping attention. But the lead-up to her latest album was a new achievement. First, she produced a graphically violent music video that was instantly banned from YouTube. Then veteran New York Times writer Lynn Hirschberg turned out a staggering 8,000 words explaining, among other things, how MIA's politics are contradictory and naive. Listeners could have reached that same conclusion in about four bars.
I don't want to talk about money. I got it. And I don't want to talk about who cheats, cause I've been it. And I don't want to be that fake, cause you can do it. And imitate us, yeah, stick it.
My experience with every new MIA album tends to be the same. The pre-release hype is so fever-pitched, I feel exhausted before I hear even a single song. And then I slip in some earbuds, touch play, and my head promptly explodes. This is a good thing. Unlike the brighter tones on MIA's last album, Kala, much of Maya pushes you down into dark basement clubs, where her producers serve up glitchy, noisy beats that careen between cold, concrete walls. It's these moments which make other songs in Maya so surprisingly off-note. Perhaps befitting her growing mainstream stature, a few tracks feature the kind of post-disco electro beats and studio-tweaked vocals that seem better suited to artists such as Robin, Kesha, or even Katy Perry. This is not a good thing.
Time after time, you've been copping my vibe. Can I have a good time of yours tonight? Cause every time we try to get close, there is always something big I'm thinking about.
Despite these lapses, the rest of the album highlights what's compelling about her voice. It's not her range or clarity, really, it's not, but rather her distinctively piercing timbre with its exotic mash of Kingston patois, Bristol brogue, and Brooklyn swagger. It's often said her voice serves as an oracle for a global future where shanty towns stare down high-rises. Sure, some of this is artifice. MIA is signed to a major label, lives in a Tony LA neighborhood, and she's engaged to a billionaire's son. But pop figures rarely share an authentic self. Just like the rest of us, they're too complex, or frankly, boring. But through their songs, the better ones craft personas that fill the needs of listeners, whether for sensitive poets or sexy cheerleaders. M.I.A. is a self-styled third-world rabble-rouser. And whatever the distance between the life she leads and the life she sings, the sonic force of her music feels as real as we want it to be.
The artist is M.I.A. Reviewer Oliver Wang runs the audio blog soulsides.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.